This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 2nd. Happy New Year, everybody. Well, the stock market didn't gap up to the upside today because Treasury bond yields rose. You know, they're starting to settle back down here as the day continues. But I do want you to know that Treasury bond yields since October 19th have fallen over a full percent. So any little backup or oscillation is normal, okay? So don't let that bother you. The other thing is Apple kind of got up on the wrong side of bed because there was a Barclays analyst that downgraded the stock over fears of its iPhone sales, okay? Now, just so you know, in the last 7 days, the consensus from the analyst community is that they raised their estimates for Apple 10%. So one analyst might be downgrading Apple, but the others are revising their estimates higher. So that's much more important. Now, Apple isn't strong enough to be in my portfolios now. My wife does own it in one of her accounts, and we own it for selected clients. But I do want you to know that I respectfully disagree with the Barclays analysts. Apple is transitioning to more services, and that's going to fuel a lot of their earnings. And if you haven't noticed, they're jacking up your fees lately. So that's that. But that's why the market got up on the wrong side of bed. So what else is going on? Well, let's see. We sank three Houthi rebel boats because they were attacking a big cargo container. Iran's dispatched a destroyer to the Red Sea. Obviously, the U.S. Navy's more than capable of dealing with this, but there is an escalation, and the traffic in the Red Sea is basically ground to a halt. And Iran's threatening all the traffic in the Mediterranean if the fighting in Gaza continues. So there's a lot of tragedies in the world. You know, Ukraine and Russia have been, throwing drones and cruise missiles at each other, and hopefully that's going to wind down a bit. They got severe winter weather right now, but there's a problem. There's got to be a ceasefire eventually. They're both running out of men to fight, and it's just a human tragedy. The other thing is India's been buying a lot of the Russian oil, but there were six Russian cargo ships with oil that went to India, and they couldn't dock. Because there's some tighter sanctions, and so five of the six ships are headed to China, and looks like one of them's headed to Sri Lanka. So there are some interesting developments out there in the oil patch going on. I do want to remind everybody that this is a time of year where we're very sensitive to weather, so natural gas prices will go up. If it's cold in the Northeast, a populated air, it's supposed to be snowing there this week. The other thing is, when Europe gets cold, their natural gas demand actually goes up. That helps stocks like Dorian, the LNG carrier, that's LPG. The other thing that's going on is, overall, energy demand will start to go up in mid-February, because the Northern Hemisphere starts to unthaw a bit. So interesting times we're in, and, all I can tell you is we're going to have a stunning earnings announcement season. The earnings are going to be great for the next three quarters. We've got very easy year-over-year comparisons. As far as economic growth is concerned, it looks like fourth quarter was better than expected because consumers spent some money. First quarter, they might have to pay off their credit card debt. But the businesses have to rebuild inventory. So it'll be interesting to watch everything. But all I can tell you, folks, is the analysts are revising estimates higher for our stocks. We're going to have a stunning earnings announcement season. The Fed's going to be cutting rates. Tomorrow we got ISM manufacturing, which will be interesting. We also will have the payroll reports from ADP and the Labor Department. And I'm really not expecting any weakness there. If there is, it would cause the Fed to cut rates sooner than later. But the Fed is so far above market rates now that we know they're going to be cutting. And, of course, they confirmed in the last FOMC statement and dot plot they will be cutting. So we got a lot to look forward to this year. So don't let the sloppy start scare you. Markets do oscillate, and you know, we got overbought, so we have to give a little back. So today's a good buying opportunity if you want to buy some things on dips, especially those big techs. Big techs finally burped a bit, and so you know, there are good buys there right now. So that's it. It's Louis Navelier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. But again, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm very confident this year is going to be a wonderful year for the market. Traditionally, we will rally right up to the presidential election in November. That's a historical trading pattern. I expect that to occur this year. Take care.